It would seem, from listening to the readings of today's Mass on this 22nd Sunday after Pentecost of the year, that the main theme of this Mass, of these readings, of these messages from God to us that the Church has chosen for us, is out of the importance of the virtue of humility. In the book of the prophet Sirach, he begins, "A child, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts." The more humble you are, the greater you will be, and you will find the favor of God. And then, of course, we have the gospel in which our Lord himself also tells us basically the same thing. He is invited to a banquet, and he goes in and sits at his place, which would have presumably been one of the highest places. And then he observes as different people come. And in certain cases, when we see these occasions take place, you see that unless there are name cards, which they would have not had then, people go and get to the closest place to the host, to the groom, to the bride. They want to be the closest to those who are particularly being honored. In our case, of course, the groom is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He is on the altar in the tabernacle. And on the altar he will be again the same Christ, the same real presence, but again in a way that is new at the consecration by the priest of the body and blood, the bread and wine, which will become the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so, of course, he is the guest of honor. And he is God Almighty who has come down to us, who has humbled himself. He is in his high heaven with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And he comes down, and with the cooperation of the Immaculate Ever-Virgin Mary, he becomes man, while not ceasing to be God. He becomes man, and he takes on the sacred humanity which we know and which enables us to know him, to receive him in Holy Communion, to be touched by him in many ways, which would not have been possible before this. In the Old Testament, this was a promise, which they did not understand, not more than most of you do. But in the New Testament comes. He is conceived by the Holy Spirit in the immaculate womb of the Virgin Mary and becomes man. And the Word was made flesh and becomes man. We pray three times a day in the wonderful prayer of the Angelus, given to the whole Church by one of my ancestors, who otherwise was not the best of persons or the best of popes, Alexander the Sixth, Borgia, and I'm one of them, so be careful. And he extended to the whole Church this prayer, which was at first given to the Church through the Franciscan order. The Angelus, when we commemorate the incarnation of the eternal Son of God in the womb of the Ever-Virgin Mary. So our Lord proceeds to teach. Now they did not understand any of this, not yet. And he says, when you are invited to a banquet, to a wedding banquet in this case, to not go instead of the highest place. Just in case somebody more important than you has been invited and they have to come and tell you, this is not your seat, go down. Go down with the servants. Which would, of course, be terribly embarrassing. Instead, you go in and you wait till you're told where you are going to sit. And then you will not be embarrassed. You will not be humiliated with this request. Our Lord then says, whoever exalts himself will be humbled. And there are some people who always are exalting themselves. And of course, the more they exalt themselves, the more humble they will be. But you know, that's okay as long as you make it to heaven. But if you don't, then that's a horrible, horrible tragedy. And then for those who humble themselves, they will be exalted and will be taken to the highest places. And then he, looking at the host, when you invite someone, when you hold a banquet, do not just invite your friends and your relatives and the rich people that you know. Invite the poor, the lame, the blind, the deaf, the crippled. And he says, blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. They cannot repay you. Now, a lot of the times, people ask us for a loan, and we give it to them, and we say, okay, well, you need to pay me back, and this is how much interest you will pay. And that's not wrong, but that's not what our Lord is talking about here. When you are asked for something, give. And don't expect for it to be returned. And then, when it is returned, you will be not only surprised and happy, but also blessed. And so too it is for us. When we return to God that which He has given to us, which we very poorly can do, by our worship, by our obedience, by our listening to His commandments and His word, then we will be repaid in the resurrection of the dead. And then we will be taken up with Him into the glory of heaven. So today, as we meditate on these mysteries and give thanks to God for all His gifts, let us return them to Him with all humility, with all love. And then we shall receive the reward of humility and of love. In the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.